Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson, and here we go. The 2017 season is about to begin, and for the Bengals, it begins at home, not only in week one, but in week two. They'll play a home opener, or their opening game at home for the first time since 2009, and back-to-back home games to begin the season for the first time since 1983. It begins against the Ravens this Sunday, and then Houston comes to town for Thursday Night Football next week. As we look at the matchup this Sunday, Butch, one of the big storylines is Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. He hurt his back before training camp and didn't practice. He went more than 70 days between practices. He did not start practicing for this game until last Saturday. He'll have 8 practices to get ready for the season.
Hordy, by the way, it's great to see you again. It seems like we just did this, talking about the Ravens at home, which is how we ended the season last year. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of 2008. Ironically, Joe Flacco's rookie year, the Bengals did not have T.J. Houshmandzadeh and Chad Johnson, their two receivers, for most of training camp. They did not start practicing until, just like Joe Flacco did, the week before. They went down to Baltimore. They were bad. They got 10 points. Joe Flacco, a rookie Joe Flacco, beat them 17-10 in his first NFL game. That's what this strikes me of, and I think that's the last time Flacco stood up against the Bengals, because Paul Gunther has had his number, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals since 2014. Joe is 1-4 against them, 4 touchdowns, 6 picks. But he has done nothing against the Zimmer-Gunther duo. He's thrown 21 interceptions. He's thrown 20 combined against Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So, you know, he's struggled, and he's definitely struggled in this building, and you can tell about it if you read the transcripts. He and Marshall Yanda, his Pro Bowl guard, they've been talking about how they haven't won in Cincinnati since 11, so I think Joe's got a little bit of pressure on him.
And to make things even trickier this time around, he lost his top tight end, Dennis Pitta, who led the NFL in catches for tight ends last year. He's done with an injury. He lost his number one receiver, Steve Smith Sr., who retired. He lost a fullback who was a great receiver in Kyle Juszczyk. Yep. So a lot of issues for Joe Flacco and the Ravens on offense. The Ravens have a great defense, so it could be a low-scoring game. It could come down to special teams. And the Ravens have phenomenal special teams. Justin Tucker might be the best kicker in NFL history. Sam Cook, the punter, has kind of redefined how to do it. He's got knuckleballs, curveballs, slices, hooks. He's like your golf game. Yeah. So the Bengals special teams are going to have to play well on Sunday.
Yeah, they always do when you play Baltimore. I think in the last 11 games, I think the last 8 have been decided by a touchdown. And it's usually a big, you know, with Tucker, he's huge. So you really have to be on your game with teams. You can't give them points because they'll kill you in teams. And it's an interesting matchup because, really, this has been the biggest overhaul for special teams coordinator Darren Simmons in his term since he's been here. He lost his Pro Bowler Cedric Pierman is out for the year. Vinny Ray, the other special teams co-captain, is going to be playing a lot now from scrimmage with Vontaze Perfect out. And 3 of their top 4 teams tackles from last year, not here. So they're going to be young. I think I counted up the possibility there'll be 8 guys playing on teams who have never taken an NFL snap. So they're fast. That's the one thing about it. They're fast and they're furious, and that's how they're going to have to make up for it. But Jerry Rossberg, the coordinator for the Ravens, has been churning it out down there. 3 Pro Bowlers, as you said, and Cook and Tucker and the long snapper is a Pro Bowler too. So I really do think this is going to come down to a kicking play, and I think it's going to be a guy probably you haven't heard of very much.
The celebration of the Bengals' 50th season really gets rolling this Sunday. Of course, at every regular season home game, great stars from the past are going to be honored at halftime. Ken Anderson will be here this week. Ken Riley, Lamar Parrish, many other great former Bengals will be in attendance. And it's kind of appropriate because 2 stars who could be up on the wall with banners someday at Paul Brown Stadium have kind of taken over the team now with Andrew Whitworth and Domantas Peko moving on, Andy Dalton and A.J. Green.
Boy, it's a great day. To borrow a phrase from my friend Mr. Cutler, it's a great day to be a Bengals fan. I mean, you got all these guys here.
You have to say that a little bit differently, though. It's a great day.
There you go. Well done.
Thank you. Well played.
I think that, Andy, I think what you're going to see is, from what I understand, is, we're going to have game captains, I think, this year, and not permanent captains. And I think, you know, I think from what I understand, the first two guys, the first two offensive guys, they got to be AJ and Andy. This is their team, and it has been for the last couple of years. But like you mentioned, with Witt gone, it's really obvious now. And I think another guy, you know, this 2011 class is stepping up to the fore. Clint Bowling, the left guard, was a fourth round pick, and he's really fit into that offensive line. He's taken, you know, he's picked up where Witt left off. Witt was his, probably one of his best friends. He watched him work, and I think it's been, you know, Clint has been. I think he's meant a lot to those guys down there. And I think on the defensive side of the ball, we're talking about Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap, the guys who've been here since 2010. So, and we're talking about how young this team is. And so it's a great mix. You know, they always talk about trying to get that roster, a great mix of youth and experience. Well, you got Kenny Anderson and Riley. That's the experience. You got these guys with the youth. It's really going to be a lot of fun, I think.
A.J. Green suffered his season-ending hamstring injury in the 10th game of the season last year. The Bengals did not play the Ravens until the 11th game, so they got to dodge him both times last season. No such luck this time around, and A.J. Green has had at least one touchdown catch in each of his last five games against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll see if he keeps that streak alive on Sunday, and we'll see if the Bengals can open the season with a win for the fourth consecutive year. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers Stephen Huddy and Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Ord. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.